someone washed in Tzilas Shadayim for a Suda? If he spoke before making Hamotzi, should he wash his hands again? Of course, without making a bracha. After looking in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that if he has guarded his hands, he should not. Could you confirm this? The Birkas HaTorah, Alex Nordman from Strasbourg, France. Alex, you're right. The Mishnah Berurah holds that if you didn't take your mind off keeping your hands clean for the Suda, and you washed, even though you talked in between, you don't have to wash again, surely not make another bracha. The minig is, the way the Chazonish holds also, that if someone talked in between, he should wash again and not make another bracha, however.